producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. You know, you can call in and talk about what you want here on Free Talk Live. That's the sort of thing we do here. We allow people to call in and express what's on their mind, but, you know, we also bring in our own show prep. It's Mark with you this evening.
And I am Taryn P. Lupo, getting a tag along.
That's right, Taryn. Thanks for sitting in for Ian, our main host. I guess he's taking off. He rarely does sort of personal stuff, but he is now sitting in on the third mic.
That's we're talking about him now, so he has to jump in.
It's not like he's even wearing clothes.
Yeah, hold on. Let me point the webcam at him. If any of you guys are just tuning in, we have a webcam you can watch him at.
Normally, he doesn't go out and do these things, but Ian, you're heading off to a rave this evening.
Yeah, at some point. And I had to have my arm twisted into it, but yeah, taking a little time off.
When was the last time you did one of these things?
Like a rave?
The 90s?
No, actually, I went to one in May.
In May?
Oh.
But you didn't take time off of that.
I think I did, actually, yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Wow.
All right. Well, speaking of raves, there's an interesting news story that's come out of Fortune.com. I guess some of the presidential candidates have... they've smoked the marijuanas.
No, say it's not so, Mark.
I was watching the debate, and it turns out that Jeb Bush says that, you know, he wishes he hadn't, but back in college, his mommy wishes he hadn't have done it, but turns out he smoked some marijuana in college.
His mom wishes, or he wishes he hadn't done it?
I suspect at this point both of them.
Now, do you think it actually hurts a candidate in this day and age, or helps?
I don't think it matters much.
People will be like, oh man, he's 420 friendly.
I think it depends on the demographics. I mean, if you ask younger people, they're going to say it's no big deal. Some of them might even give a candidate extra credit for having smoked pot, but elderly folks, maybe it would hurt if they heard about that.
I think mostly you're talking about people who died off after the Bob Dole campaign. I mean, at this point, we have had a president that smoked marijuana since 1992. There, you know, and in many cases, you're talking about, I'm willing to go ahead and say, I'll bet you Bill Clinton's done more than smoke and not inhale.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that.
That's speculation on my part.
He looks like he'd be fun to party with.
Well, since the year 2000, we've had presidents that have done hard drugs. And it's 2015. For the last 15 years, we've had presidents that have done hard drugs in the Oval Office. And, you know, tack on another 8 behind that. You're talking about more than my lifetime. I'm 44 years old. So... I got to say that at this point, the moral majority folks have had to put that issue aside.
Yeah, I'm always curious how that happens, that when you really press all these anti-drug warriors and you're like, well, you know, the person you voted for did drugs. Let's not talk about that. that's not convenient to put in there.
Yeah, didn't George Bush admit to cocaine use? In college.
And he had to admit to it. Otherwise, you're going to get that coming back at you at some point. I'm going to rattle off the list here real quick, and your favorite candidate's probably on it. Jeb Bush. Ted Cruz. Vermin Supreme most certainly has done marijuana.
I expect Vermin Supreme has tripped, but, just saying.
Ted Cruz. Bernie Sanders has smoked the ganj. Lincoln Chafee. George Pataki. Rick Santorum. Go ahead and Google Santorum.
Santorum has.
Don't do that.
George W. Bush. I don't know why they include him on the list here. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Al Gore. Some of you guys aren't running. Bruce Babbitt, Newt Gingrich, John Kerry, John Edwards, and Howard Dean. So these are the ones that have admitted to smoking.
These are people who have run for president within the last couple decades.
I guess that's
why.
Why do you think
they admitted it? Do you think someone was going to sell them out and they were like, okay, I better get ahead of it?
I think that to some extent that's what it is. But I don't think it's – I think it's so much not an issue at this point that they don't even bother. I mean, I'm looking at the lineup there. You don't think Donald Trump's ever smoked a little marijuana? I don't think he's even been asked. I bet you he hasn't been asked.
I honestly don't think it hurts the candidate anymore.
No.
They're either going to be forgiven as, oh, those were youthful,
Right.
That was way back in the day. They would never do it now.
At this point, it's just a thing to throw young people in jail for, right? Yeah. This is an extra tax, because oftentimes there'll be fines if it's just possession or that sort of thing. I mean, there's states where it's completely legal. Things are changing in America, and the presidential candidates, they're leading the way on this one, and rarely do politicians do that. Politicians on social issues, they tend to follow up the parade. They tend to be pretty socially conservative in their own lives.
Well, one of the questions, Harry Brown, the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate back in the year 2000 and 1996, used to ask regarding these politicians who have smoked pot is, do the people who support prohibition, the people who want to continue to see pot illegal and these other drugs, do these people think that these politicians would be better off today had they spent some time in jail for their youthful indiscretions, like so many other people do?
That's a good question.
Jeb Bush said he wishes he hadn't done it. Well, how would Jeb Bush be feeling if he had a criminal record today and had never gotten elected as a result of having that criminal record?
I could care less about Jeb Bush, but I want to know about the listeners. If you don't support marijuana being legal, then you basically have one other option, and that option is throwing people in jail. Some people will say, I'd like to see treatment programs, and that's awesome. Jails are full of treatment programs. But in order to get people to go to treatment programs, for instance, I'm familiar with Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, and they have one criteria for attendance. One. There is one qualification for membership in this organization, and that's the desire to stop using. So I will speak for at least myself when I've gone to these Narcotics Anonymous meetings, and I'd like to say very much, please stop court ordering people who don't want to quit drugs to the meeting whose one qualification is a desire to stop using.
Mm.
Like, there's no reason for them to be there. So the only thing you've got with your treatment program is either you go to the program or you go to jail, son. And that's a crappy thing to do to the other people in the treatment programs. So really all you've got is incarceration or legalization. There isn't anything in between.
But there's so many functional drug users, though. I mean, almost everybody I know does some sort of drugs, and they lead normal, productive lives. They're not, completely out of control. They're not, addicts, I would say, as far as someone that maybe has a gambling habit, probably is more destructive on their life than them going home and smoking pot or doing coke or whatever.
Well, alcohol is a drug, too.
Yeah, or drinking around. And not that I have any sort of issue with Alcoholics Anonymous. I think they do some good things. But what I'm saying is I really think by telling people, by making it illegal like we're doing, and your choice is, oh, you have to get treatment, court-ordered treatment. Oh, what's my motivation? What if I'm like, no, I don't even need treatment. I just got caught.
Right, because most people, I think that what you're pointing out there is the difference between a drug user and a drug abuser. And the people who are in favor of prohibition, they lump them all together. Oh, you've used cocaine? You've used marijuana? You must be a drug addict. Well, no, not necessarily. There are plenty of people in the United States. We even had a guy call in and say he was a heroin weekend user. Like, that was a shocker for me.
Shocker, good luck to him. I don't think you can maintain that personally.
He claims he's been maintaining it for years.
I believe
his claims. And so the point being that if you've got it under control, if it's just something that you're doing for recreational purposes, it's not ruling your life, you don't have to have it, then you're just a drug user, you're not an abuser, and that's a completely separate category.
Speaking of abusers, let's talk about Donald Trump calling Carly Fiorina ugly, as though that's some kind of qualification for being president. I mean, if you want to talk about abusers, it's not my concern isn't what kind of drugs people have done that are running for president. My concern is their attitude generally.
Didn't she, though, have some sort of anti-drug, anti-pot?
I'm sure. Yeah. Look, if you're running for Republican, you basically have to say, oh, I did drugs, but I really think your children should go to prison for it. I mean, that's all you can say, right? I mean, it's really bad.
Well,
drugs are bad, kids.
Ron Paul.
And so we're going to put you in, we're going to put you in, pound you in the rear end jail, and that'll teach you. So, yeah, if you think that it's a good idea that, you know, the people be put in jail for marijuana, please give me a call. I'd be interested.
Those people don't exist anymore. Where are
those
people?
When's the last time someone's called in? Even though, like, there's a bunch of those people, they never call in, do they?
What about Republican candidates? Do you think that this is going to sink anybody's career for having smoked marijuana? 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Understanding your credit score is the first step towards managing and improving it. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. The most influential component of your credit score is your payment history. Almost equally as important is the amount you owe on credit accounts. Also impacting your score, but to a lesser degree, are the length of time you've utilized your credit, the number of new accounts, credit inquiries, and your various types of credit accounts. To help achieve or maintain a healthy credit score, have a system set up to assure your bills are always paid on time. Don't max out your cards. It's better to have a high credit limit with a low balance. Never close old accounts. The age of these can actually help your credit score. But don't be afraid to use your credit. You need several accounts in order to have a credit score. Just keep the corresponding payments within your means. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, MLS 134251.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3. You can spell 3733 spells out free. So you can go ahead and give us a call there. Being online, it requires a certain level of responsibility. You need to protect yourself while you're online. The fact is that folks want to know what you're doing there, whether they're in the government or, you know, big corporations, that kind of thing. If you care about your privacy while you're on the internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does all of it right. Offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux support as well. Plus, unlike the other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. So now ProXPN has even more servers than they did before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code. Our code is FTL50, and it can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So you keep hearing about online privacy and how it's being infringed, go to proxpn.com right now. Use the code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN.com, FTL50. So we've got some calls in the line. Let's go to – well, actually, you can call in on Skype. Our username is LRN, that says in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM on Skype. Let's go to Miles, who's calling in. Miles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how's it going? I was going to call in about the Nick Diaz cannabis situation in Nevada, where he got banned from the Nevada State Athletic Commission for 5 years for testing positive for cannabis.
This is the UFC fighter guy?
Yeah, have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, I did see it. I can't say that I'm a big I really hate these contact sports now. I just hate to see people's bodies getting pummeled like this. But I was totally into it when I was in my 20s, doing those kind of things. So I support their right to do it. I wish they didn't.
Well, it's Nick Diaz particularly is somewhat of an advocate for cannabis use. He's like really, really healthy. Hardcore vegan. He does triathlons. He's one of the most in shape fighters. He's notorious for just having an endless gas tank. And he's one of the only fighters that is very, very outspoken against performance enhancing drug use, steroids.
Okay.
Wait, I'm a little confused. This guy's vegan, but he's using all kinds of recreational drugs.
Well, recreational, it's medical use.
Okay.
I don't know. He's basically, just a very, very all natural fighter. And, so he fought Anderson Silva, I think it was last year. He tested for cannabis positive. Anderson Silva tested for steroids. He got 1 year, penalized for 1 year for doing drugs that can actually enhance the ability to cause harm to the opponent.
Right.
John Jones, one of the champions, he did a hit and run where he was high out of his gourd, smashed his car up on the freeway, jumped out, fled the scene, tested for cocaine on that one. No punishment for John Jones.
Well, it didn't happen in the ring. All right.
Okay, but neither did what is going on with Nick Diaz.
Okay.
He's
been suspended for 5 years. The guy who's using steroids got suspended for one. The guy who's using coke got none. And the guy using the MJ got five. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy thing.
Atrocious.
And, you know, what would be the reason that they would do this other than sort of it's a contract and that's what they...
Their only reason is that they're basically gang members and they're mobsters working their state thugs.
You're saying the Nevada Gaming Commission.
Yes, the commissioners are thugs, gangsters.
Well, these are accusations. I respect these gangsters, and I sincerely hope they don't do a drive-by on the Free Talk Live studios.
Well, of course they're gangsters. They work for the state.
They don't work for the
exactly.
state. Do they work for the state?
The Nevada Gaming Commission?
Yeah, I guess they do, right?
The Athletic Commission.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, they are gangsters.
It seems completely unfair, Miles.
I'm sorry. How does marijuana help you compete in fighting? It doesn't seem like a drug that right. would...
It's a ridiculous thing to have done.
Yeah, I don't...
If you think that this guy was... It's good that this guy got suspended for 5 years. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Miles, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I don't get that. That's not exactly an enhancement kind of drug, is it? I mean...
Well,
athletic performance?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be something I would consider doing before a fight, but there are people who swear by it. I forget who it was I was talking to, but there's somebody I know who says they use it before, they use marijuana before they ever go to the gym. Every time they go to the gym, they use marijuana.
And I've heard people say that, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, maybe I just don't know much about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that it would be great if you were trying to do cardio, though. Anyway.
I wouldn't think so.
Couldn't tell you.
Remember a few years back, the Olympic swimmer guy, Michael Phelps, was it?
Yeah.
He got busted for smoking pot out of a bong or something like that. So, you know, he's the number one swimmer in the world.
Yeah, he's just fine. But let's go back to Skype. We've got a someone whose username is Hung Like Jesus.
That's
Hung?
A great
What's on your mind?
Username. You can go right to the front of the line.
Hello, people. I just want to say one thing before I get started. Ian, you must glow in the dark. Jesus Christ, I've never seen skin that white. Anyway.
Welcome to New Hampshire. You can see us at cam.freetalklive.com, and Ian is
anyway,
robed.
This is about the email that you sent out earlier about Cantwell getting canned again. I am so glad it was the best thing you could have done. When you allowed him to come back that second time, I was so worried you were going to lose sponsors or lose stations. And I just couldn't understand the logic in bringing him back.
Well, but it's forgiveness and trying to be understanding.
Yeah, but you're a business person. You got to realize, you know, I was seriously worried about the business. If you're going to lose stations, because this dude is just, he's just the worst to me anyway.
Let's reset for folks just so they know. We have our Friday night co-host, Christopher Cantwell. He's a comedian.
Former co-host.
He's a comedian, and he's said some things that might upset people as sort of racially inappropriate. Let's call it that.
Yeah, I call it racist, but you can call it that.
You can call it what you like, Hung.
Right. Yeah, I just think it was a good movie, and I applaud it.
What's on your mind?
That was it. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, once it was clear to me that, you know, what his position was, because it wasn't really ever clear, I don't think, at least not to me, what his position was, and he made it clear on the Free Talk Live AMP group. There's a secret Facebook group that Free Talk Live amplifiers have access to.
And you can be, too, by joining at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's right. It's $5 a month. And he was in that group until today when he publicly resigned from it, and he made it pretty clear what his beliefs were about race. And I determined that that was inappropriate for a Free Talk Live co-host to have those beliefs. So,
you know,
he's not banned from the show. He can still call in just like you can, Hung Like Jesus.
Okay.
But I think this is a tough thing because we were talking about this before the show. You know, I'm a doctor, and there is definitely some differences between break's coming up, but there's definitely just some differences between race. And
all
sometimes
that
you want to
Free Talk Live.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, but our calls this evening have been via Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. I don't think there's another show out that lets you call in by Skype, and it sounds better.
Yeah, so, it sounds a lot.
lrn.fm on Skype and 855-450-FREE just on the regular old landline. Sometimes, every once in a while, you'll get this, hear an advertisement that can potentially change your life.
And not very often.
Yeah, not very often, but this is one. Imagine getting the things that you need to buy on a weekly basis. Imagine getting those at a discount of like 20, 25 to 30%. Now, this is for real. We're doing this at my house. Ian, you've been doing it for some time, too. Taryn, you're doing it?
Constantly.
Yeah. What it's called is saveatpurse.com. Now, the trick is, or the hitch, and there's always one, right? You got to use Bitcoin to buy. But Bitcoin, you've been hearing more and more about it. Why would you get into an alternative currency? Well, I can tell you, because you can save 20, 25, 30% off of everything that they have at Amazon. And you know as well as I do that Amazon has, you know, groceries, they've got meats, they've got everything you need, basically, on a week-to-week basis. You don't believe me? You're thinking, oh, yeah, well, I need to buy this on a week-to-week basis. Go to Amazon and look it up before you just assume that they don't have it because they have just about everything.
They really do, and I really want to plug that. I just saved over $60 on a camera, a camcorder. It really does. Everything I have bought off there has been over 20% saved.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing.
Go to save@purse.com. Create an account now. I'll tell you how to get some Bitcoin in the very near future, and you can then you can fund the account with Bitcoin and save. Change your life. Get a big old raise without having to ask your boss for it. Save@purse.com. Let's go back to...
I've got a comment first because I was talking about the race.
Let's bring back...
He's still on hold.
Yeah. On Skype, we have a man who's chosen Hung Like Jesus as his username.
Hung Like Jesus. That's still so funny.
So, Taryn, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, okay, for you guys that don't know, I'm a doctor. And some of the things are definitely... There's a difference between men and women, and there's a difference between races on certain diseases. Some diseases are more relevant genetically. So, yeah, there is a difference between races, but then we were talking about it, but besides being medical, what's the point of really hammering that all the time? You know, like Ian was trying to say to me earlier, there's a difference, but then what? You know,
to me, it doesn't matter. I mean, a race is just an arbitrary difference between human beings. And, you know, we're all people, and some people are better at other things than others. And the color of their skin or the color of their hair, their eyes or how fat they are or whatever doesn't matter to me. What matters is their opinions and their beliefs and what they say and what they do. And people should be judged individually.
Yeah.
And to me, the goal of Free Talk Live, and this is sort of trying to summarize what I said in my announcement, which I made on my Facebook and the Free Talk Live Facebook page. So if you want to see that, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It should still be relatively near the top of the page. But, you know, the goal of Free Talk Live is to, first of all, entertain our audience. And Chris Cantwell, he's an entertaining guy. Like, he's funny and he's smart and all of that. But the secondary goal is to entertain people so they can hear and understand the ideas of liberty. And one of the fundamental precepts is that the individual is very, very important. And if you're talking about people based on the groups that you're putting them in and you're collectivizing people based on those groups, you're getting away from that basic concept of the sort of the primacy of the individual. And I have a problem with that. So therefore, because of the things that Chris was saying about race, which I just don't understand the obsession with it, he just doesn't belong as a Free Talk Live co-host anymore. Hung?
Yes. And they'll have you believe that the professionals that talk about this stuff, they'll have you believe that race is just a social construct. And, you know, that could be the case. But I also believe it has a lot to do with culture.
Yeah.
Different cultures, of course, you know, do things differently. And to listen to Cantwell just go on about it, he is just so absolute. And I told him this before, I couldn't stop it. Just every cell in my body just disagreed with him. And he's just he was just so absolute in all of his findings, till it just rubbed me the wrong way. And I was just, you know, I would listen because I love Free Talk Live, and I would listen, but I would torture myself on Fridays listening to him because it was just so ignorant. It sounds like those right wing site that stuff that they just churn out is just over and over. It's like a mantra over there almost. The things that he said, you go over there, it'll be the first thing that you see. Blacks are more violent and whatever.
Yeah, what I want is I want a show that everybody feels welcome to come in, chime in, give their opinion, and I want people to feel included. And that's, so I'm looking for inclusive language as opposed to exclusive language. Hung, thanks so much for giving us a call. Appreciate it.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype's open at lrn.fm.
I'd like to add something to that. And that is that I get a lot of heat just for even being friends with Chris Cantwell or for being welcoming towards Chris Cantwell. Like, oh, why could you welcome someone like that to the community in Keene? Well, I think that it's important to be forgiving and welcoming and understanding of people's faults and accepting, at least on some level.
Oh, I like hanging out with Cantwell. I sincerely hope that this doesn't stop that, but I don't know.
Yeah, and so, you know, I don't regret getting to know Chris. I still consider him to be a friend. I want him to hopefully see the error of his ways. And he has, by the way, changed. You know, he is a real kind of hardline guy, and he seems like the kind of person who didn't change his opinions. But, you know, I want to give Chris some credit where credit's due. He came to Keene, New Hampshire, you know, as an angry guy who had a real axe to grind with the police. And since that time, he's actually, I think, changed his worldview a little bit. He actually had some conversations with the Keene police, specifically there's Lieutenant Tenney and the new police captain, Brian Costa. He actually had conversations with these guys, and, you know, they treated him like a human being, and he, I think, saw that these guys are people, that they're human beings just like he is. Now, they might be doing a job that he disagrees with. They might be doing things that, you know, we all don't necessarily agree with on a regular basis. But I think that coming to Keene allowed a wall to be broken down between Chris and the police, who he typically would just rail against, just never would stop railing against them. And then, you know, he's in his more recent articles where he's referenced the Keene police, he's had to say things like, it makes it really hard, you guys make it hard to hate the police. You know, for Chris to say something like that, I think shows some progression. And isn't that valuable? I think that's a good thing.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Jim calling in from Arcadia, California. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, the first thing is you guys keep beating me to death with that word liberty like it means something. There are so many more qualities in life that are much more important than liberty.
Like what?
That's all you guys
hope. You don't get to have those qualities if you don't have liberty.
Like truth. Oh, you don't? Like truth,
no.
Responsibility, a mother's love for her children. Okay?
Okay.
Three starters.
Well, I can tell you in North Korea that...
Liberty, and all the time. Like liberty what? Liberty means you can do any damn thing you want if you can get away with it.
No, liberty means that you're responsible for your actions, because in order for you to have liberty, other people need to have liberty. Jim, I'm just trying to explain it to you.
This. You people are more in business than selling ears to advertisers than you are to reaching conclusions that might solve the problems of being a human being in America, one of the most fascist states in the world.
Well, if you think America's fascist, people who are standing for liberty are standing against fascism. Okay, well,
he had his say.
You got your say. And that's what you can do on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can go ahead and...
say what you want and dump us.
You know, one thing I understand is that people define liberty differently. Here on Free Talk Live, what we define it as is the ability to do what you want so long as what you want to do does not harm anyone else. And by harm, I mean, you know... sort of,
unless that's what they wanted you to do. Like, if you want to hire a dominatrix, then that's cool.
Yeah, it's not really harm at that point. You're still adding value to the situation.
Well, I think you're also right that all these other things revolve. If you don't have liberty, you can't have love for a child easily if the government can take your child.
I think that, war and the state separate people from their children all the time. It happens all over the globe and has happened throughout human history. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. How do you define liberty?
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, bring up whatever topic you want to bring up, but one of the things I brought up when we came in is that apparently, quite a few of the people running for president have smoked marijuana, admitted to smoking marijuana, and I'm willing to bet that the numbers are significantly higher, because now we're moving into the demographics, right? When you're talking about somebody hitting their teenage years and somewhere between, you know, in the mid to late 60s, I mean, these people are now... I hit mine in the 80s, so you're talking about 60-year-olds. You're talking about people retiring that were involved in the hippie generation. So you're talking about a lot of people have smoked marijuana at this point. And of the presidential candidates, it just seems so strange to me that somebody's going to be the chief executive, and they're going to oversee, that's what the executive does, oversees the imprisoning of people, oversee the imprisoning of people who have done the same thing that they did.
Yep.
And I find it disturbing.
Not only that, make it a political platform and use it to their advantage. I mean, there's a lot of police groups that love it when you say, you know, we're going to get stricter on drug laws. And, you know, they're not only going
to
use the hypocritical
more
stance,
cops,
but
that
gonna...
means more promotions. That means more people in jail. Prison guards, what do you think the prison guard lobby wants? Do you think they want more people in jail, therefore more prison guards, or fewer people in jail? More cops mean the police union gets more dues. That's
yep.
all it is. It's just a big make-work program. And I'm sick of it. As an American, I am sick of it. Let's go to the phones. Apparently, Dumb Like NWA is calling in from Compton, California.
that name sounds a little fishy.
Yeah, it sounds fishy. Dumb, you're on Free Talk Live.
What up, honkies?
Word.
What's up?
Yeah, I was inspired by Hung Like Muhammad to call in. I thought he'd find that offensive that I were to call somebody like that. But anyway, far be it from me to defend the POS that is Christopher Cantwell. I don't believe he's racist, but I do believe, like the previous caller, he views the world through a racial lens.
What makes you think the other caller sees the world through a racial
lens? Yeah, seems to be jumping to a conclusion. He didn't say anything about that.
He infers that Christopher Cantwell is racist because he used words like a word I heard within 3 seconds of getting out of my car today, and a crap band was playing in an open public space very, very loud, and I heard the N-word drop in its full pronunciation, rapped, by the way, like it's a lovely word, a cool word. And I'm sure that dumb like Jesus doesn't think that is racist because it's a brother singing it, not a white dude.
Yeah, I'm disturbed. I too am disturbed by the use of the N-word. It's a choice.
It's not meant to offend. That's why I don't care about a crap band like NWA having it in its name. Oh, I forget. It's with an A, not an ER. That makes it okay. Anyway,
I didn't hear Hung Like Jesus say anything about this. I mean, maybe I missed that, but it seemed to me that he said that it was that Chris Cantwell, upset him to his core. You know, every word that came out of his mouth was
Chris Cantwell a racist? Did he not?
I don't recall that.
If I did hear him suggest, he was glad that you took him off air.
I certainly heard that. Yeah,
I'm calling to defend the POS.
Well, a lot of the things that Chris Cantwell said...
he said in a private group that you can't see.
Yeah, a lot of the things that he said would, by definition, make him a racist. I wasn't willing to go that far either. No, it would be racist.
Can you define what a racist is for me?
Are Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, and Ice Cube racist?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to them.
I don't think Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, and Ice Cube, Eazy-E's, rest in peace, but I don't think they would get on anywhere in public and claim that black people are genetically inferior to white people. That's, by definition, a very racist statement.
I don't claim that either, but may I say one more thing?
Well, you didn't see the statement, then, did you, sir?
Then you are an ignoramus, by the definition.
All right, then. Well, then you'll have to take our word for it.
That Christopher Cantwell's racist?
I didn't say that he was racist. I said he would not do anything. Excuse me. I said he would not say anything to make people think otherwise. Instead, he was saying things like certain races were genetically inferior to others based on supposed evidence that he believes that he has found. And my point is that it doesn't matter.
Racist. That makes him... That tells you.
I'm pretty sure that's the textbook definition.
That's like the definition of racism.
Why don't you go look it up?
Affirms my original point that he views the world through a racial lens.
All right.
But why don't you look up the word racist and find out what the definition is?
I know what it means, and I don't.
Well,
think
you don't appear to.
When I asked you, you wouldn't tell me.
Racialist. He's racialist. It's a big difference.
Whatever that means.
He views the world through a racial lens. He sees you as a white dude, and he thinks. He sees Dumb Like Jesus as a black dude, and he makes certain inferences.
What makes you think Dumb Like Jesus is a black dude?
Oh, you tell me he's a...
I think he's black, but I'm just saying you're jumping to a conclusion.
You know I'm white, don't you, minister?
I can tell by your...
Otherwise.
By your voice, but I do know people that you cannot tell by their
right.
voice.
Right. And I know...
Is this James?
This is James from Arizona.
Oh, okay.
How long did it take that dope to figure that out?
I'm telling you. And remember, he went to the smart school in our town.
I actually don't brag about anything about my intelligence I call to take you on, but if you want to make fun of me, always let me have the last word, minister.
I'm not making fun of you. I was talking about Ian. I don't know what school you went to.
Schools is, by the way, monitoring the Facebook page, the F Facebook page that you put on your own tramper group, minister. Which one of you two losers, liars, preachers that lie do that?
I'm not sure.
What is he talking about?
My comments.
I'm not deleting any of your comments. I have spent no time deleting any of your comments.
Your teeth, Mark Edge.
Oh, really? I'm a liar.
Ryan Kwangua's point is no longer on that Facebook page.
Have another drink. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks so much.
Don't drive this time.
855-450-3733. And, you know,
definition of racist. May I hear from the dictionary, a person who believes in racism, which is the doctrine that one's own racial group is superior or that a particular racial group is inferior to the others. Now, to give Chris some credit, he also has stated to me that he believes that Asians score higher on IQ tests than white people do, but that still is a racist statement to make.
And now, the funny thing about the textbook definition of racist is that there's some pretty practical things to say about race. Like, for instance, if you were just going to, if you had to play a basketball game, right, and you're just going to just go ahead and pick people out of a crowd, the chances are good that people are going to pick the black guys because they probably play more basketball. And if you look at the NBA, more black guys in the NBA. So you can say, and taller. You know, like these are things that you can quantify. You know, perhaps Hispanics, Central Americans are shorter. Blacks are taller. If you're talking about using height as a form of inferiority and superiority, racism is going to fall into this this category. It's very quantifiable. I don't think you can do this with intelligence because you're it's a much more complicated issue. You know, you're talking about IQ tests and things like that. You're talking about people getting good schools versus bad schools. So I'm not interested in
that. I'm also a big believer that the tests are pretty rigged. I mean, I've looked at these things, and I really don't. I think it's a lot more cultural than it leads on to.
I wouldn't know, right? Like, they're obviously aimed at the major culture, and although, you know.
I just don't trust tests, honestly. I mean, how can you take a test, and that determines, you know, how someone's going to, what their future is going to be like? That's crazy to me. Some of the best, if you could interview the top 500 companies, almost all of them are high school dropouts. I mean, it's like, that doesn't
tell you. Or at least college dropouts.
Or college, yeah. I mean, gosh, it just drives me crazy because I have a very high level of education, and I'm not smarter than a lot of these callers. It just means I can put up with school.
Education and intelligence aren't the same things.
No.
And different career lines require different sorts of different kinds of education. Well, let's go to Sebastian calling in on LRN.FM. That's our username on Skype. Sebastian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Sebastian from Costa Rica. I just wanted to say very quickly that by all scientific standards up to date, IQ tests are the best proxy available for measuring intelligence, or the G factor, which is about 1.8 inheritable. That means that there is about an 80% correlation with IQ tests and how inheritable IQ is. And we're not just talking about a specific cognitive profile, meaning like someone who's really good with words or someone who's really good with special visual things like building up Lego or a Rubik's Cube, but we're talking about general intelligence factor. Now, I understand how this can be politically incorrect for people to bring up the whole differences in averages between groups. I can understand that, but it needs to be said.
Why does it need to be said?
Needs to be said that this is not an act of aggression. I mean, we need to pursue truth wherever it might lead us. And if it offends the sensibilities of some people, well, our libertarianism offends the sensibilities of statists.
It offends them because they're aggressing against you. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.